The News in Review. Hello, and welcome to tonight's edition of the IL Radio Show's News in Review. My name is Elle, and I'll be your host for this evening's event. But before we get started, I would like to inform the listeners that the In the Know with Oheniwa show usually airs during this time slot. But due to the host's medical condition, she is unable to present her show tonight. We are not sure how long she will be unavailable, so we will just keep filling her time slot either with the News and Review, special segments, or we will have a guest host fill in for the actual In the Know with Oheniwa show segment. So that's how we will be running things until she can actually return to a show. Now that I've made the formal announcement regarding Oheniwa's absence, let's get into tonight's edition of the News in Review. So for tonight's show, I do have a special guest with me. He is a DJ and a producer who goes by the name of DJ Shaheen. So how are you doing this evening, DJ Shaheen?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you.
Okay. And I'm glad you could make it here with me tonight, and I definitely want to welcome you to the show. So as I've already stated, you are a DJ and producer. So what I want to do now is talk about DJ Shaheen, the producer. So let's start it with, how long have you been producing music?
I've been producing music for about 15 years so far. It started back in, you know, I was out there in the streets, you know, trying to make moves as a DJ, and then I was running into a lot of artists that was looking for some beats. So I started making beats and actually trying to rap my own self just to format my beat the way, you know, a regular artist would. 16 bars, 4 bars for the hook or something like that. You know, so I've been doing it for quite a while.
Okay. And have you produced any music for any major artists, or has it been strictly indie artists that you work with?
Yes, I did a couple of tracks with a major artist, but currently I'm working with independent artists. I had one track that I did, well, a couple of tracks I did from the guy from the Boys. His name was Taj, the tall one. I know everybody probably don't remember the Boys, but if you go back and listen to Down My Heart, you know, that was a classic back in the days. You might call them one-hit wonders, but anyway, we did 3 tracks together. They sound pretty nice. You know, I really liked it. I think it should have been a very successful outcome, but it didn't go quite as far as I thought, but I'm keep on pressing.
And I do remember the Boys, and I liked that song Down My Heart. I thought it was really cute. And I remember that was during the BET time. Who was the host then? I'm trying to remember the host. Was that Donna Simpson that was hosting the show then?
Hey, it might have been.
But, yeah, Down My Heart, I definitely liked that. And I remember the tall one that you were talking about. He was the oldest brother because they were related.
Yeah.
And I think they had one cousin, and one was a cousin, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. And then the two little ones, at first I thought they were twins. Come to find out, one was older than the other. But, they were really cute. They could dance and everything. So, I wonder what happened to them.
Yeah, I think they decided to go their separate ways. Because I know Taj was working independently, and I think the other brother was working independently. But they should have got back together and gone on tour or something, you know.
They should have came back together. Now, one of them, he had went to Africa at one time, one of the younger ones. Uh-huh. He was over in Africa. So let's go ahead and get back into your interview. So how many artists have you worked with over the years?
I stopped counting. Now, to give you an honest answer, probably 13 artists.
13.
Over the amount of years I've been producing.
Okay.
I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but it was just a good opportunity to actually work with those artists while I had the chance.
Well, no, I guess to me, that's 13 is quite a few when you think about years. Okay, because you work with them for some time. Yeah, 13 is a lot. It's more than most people have. Some only get to work with 1, 2, maybe a handful, maybe 5. So 13 sounds like a good number. So are you open to collaborating with new independent artists?
Yes, I am open to collaborating. So if any artist, wants to work with me or to check out some of my beats, you know, get in contact with me. We'll give you the information after the show.
So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play a song that was produced by DJ Shaheen, and this song is entitled Like You, featuring Purple Crown, and it was produced again by DJ Shaheen.
Been about 3 months since you've been gone. There hasn't been a day I haven't thought about you. Had new girls on my pillow, but they don't have a clue about what I like you. Your love's been tattooed on my mind, and I've been around the world, been with different girls, and still I'm not satisfied, because nobody gossiping. Girl, you got me locked down. Cause nobody does it like you.
And you would like to get your music played on the Infinite L Radio Show, you may do so by emailing us at ilradio@infinitel.com. ilradio@inc.com. Again, that email address is ilradio@infiniteinc.com. So the name of that song you just listened to was Like You, featuring Purple Crown. And again, it was produced by my guest this evening, DJ Shaheen. So I really liked that song, really nice song. So, and do you know anything about the background of the song itself?
He just wanted to make an appeal to the females, romantic type relationships, saying that nobody like her as a comparison to other females. You know, trying to put the female on a pedestal to where she's the queen in his life. That's pretty much what route we was trying to take in pretty much all the songs that I was helping him with for the females.
Well, you know, we talked a little bit so far about you as a producer. So now I want to switch gears and I want to go into DJ Shaheen, the DJ. You know, you see how I separated, okay? Because too much, I say you wear two hats. So you're like two different people, but you come together and you're one and the same. So how long have you been DJing?
Well, I've been DJing for over 25 years. But I stopped counting after that, too. You know, I mean, after DJing after 20-something years, you might as well go ahead and say you, like, the king of DJs.
I've been doing it for a long time, exactly. If you don't have it by then, something wrong.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, but, I've gone under a whole bunch of DJ names. It didn't all start at DJ Shaheen. My first DJ name was DJ Shah, and that was back in 1994, 95. So, I started as DJ Shah, that's Shai, because I really liked the R&B group Shah back at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I changed my name when I went to Chicago, because every DJ coming up in Chicago had the word Shy in it, you know? So I didn't want them to get it twisted, because we'd be like, oh, you talking about DJ Shy? I'd be like, oh, C-H-I? I was like, nah, DJ Shy, S-H-I, S-H-A-I. But so I switched my name to DJ Unpredictable when I went to Chicago. So I started DJing up under that name for quite a while until I hit Japan, and I changed my name to DJ Shaheen when I reached Japan because they couldn't pronounce Unpredictable. I know it's funny.
Okay, did you say Japan?
Yes.
Oh, so how long were you in Japan?
Oh, I was in Japan for 4 years. I mean, no, 2.5 years.
4 years?
I'm sorry.
Did you go there to be a DJ, or is that the reason why you actually went to Japan?
No, I did time in the service, in the military.
How long were you in the military?
Oh, for 4 years.
Wow, okay. Yeah, I was in the military, too. I was in there for 6 years. So, which were you doing first, producing or DJing?
Oh, I was DJing first.
Okay, so you were a DJ first. And which do you prefer doing, DJing or producing music, or do you like them both the same?
I like them both the same, because as a DJ, you can be creative with different techniques and everything. And as a producer, you can be creative, too, trying to, you know, come out with a brand-new song that people haven't heard before, you know?
I know you told us earlier about the different DJ names that you had. Did you have any other names that you went by as a producer?
Yes, I did, matter of fact. I first started off as Dream Child, and then I changed my name to the Dream King. That's because I was, I guess, pretty much mixing producer with being an artist at the same time. I was trying to get myself out there like that. And then I started calling myself Rapture Beats, because I really felt like that was going to be the kicker. You know, Rapture's coming back. But then I went ahead and called myself DJ Shaheen all around. You know, I'm one person. I'm not fooling nobody.
That's true. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is introduce you the second, well, actually it's not a song, it's a sample mix of your work as a DJ. So I want to go ahead and play this sample mix by DJ Shaheen. Everyone enjoy.
Let's go.
Nowhere to run to, nowhere to hide. You are at the right place when DJ Shaheen is rocking it. He's rocking it. He's rocking it.
No one's standing away. We should get a little closer now. I'm drunk, but you're here today. Let's keep it going till morning time. I'm gonna get your eye, eye. Flex on me, don't get shy, eye. Flow it, drive it, I make that eye, eye. Soon as you're looking in my eyes, I love it when you wine. You make me feel like you're wine. Let me touch you on
Jones and like James Dale, don't tell I ain't hurt.
I know you wanna be the main one.
water 10 to 1 shots again. If we do it on the phone, promise that we're gonna trend.
What's up, everybody? My name is Terrius, and I got a crazy entertaining new show for you on YouTube Friday nights called Rhythm and Views. Listen, man, on the Rhythm and Views show, we're building a community where you can showcase your talent. If you're a music artist, we'll play your music and your videos and give you honest feedback. Also, we do mainstream music video reactions, celebrity interviews, and entertainment news. On top of everything else, we also have a segment where we highlight small business owners no matter what you do. We got you covered no matter what. So listen, this is the show you should be watching. Uploads every Friday at 6 p.m. EST on YouTube. That's the Rhythm and Views show. Let's go.
So if you're just joining us again, what I just played was a sampling mix by DJ Shaheem, who is my featured guest this evening. Okay, so right now I have a special announcement that I want to make. This announcement is regarding DJ Shaheem. So as of this month, October 2023, DJ Shaheem is officially the newest member of the IL Radio Show family. So he'll be the official DJ for the IL Radio Show's music showcase. Again, he will be the official DJ starting November 2023. And the music showcase will continue to broadcast the first Thursday of the month at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. Also, if you would like to get a preview of DJ Shaheem doing his thing as a DJ, make sure to check out the special show segment that will be broadcast during the time slot next Thursday on October 19th, featuring DJ Shaheem. That show segment will be entitled In the Mix with DJ Shaheem. You definitely do not want to miss that show. So, DJ Shaheem, is there anything that you want to say regarding the announcement I just made?
No, I want everybody to, you know, stay in tune and, I guess, check out the sounds that I present to you. And I'd like to thank everybody for listening when they do.
Okay, thank you. And how would someone go about booking you as a DJ or collaborating with you as a producer?
You can hit me up, email shyheim_28@yahoo.com, or you can give me a call at 919-770-8993. That's from North Carolina, and I'm willing to travel. It depends on how far. We could talk about prices and everything.
And where can they follow you on Instagram?
My IG is Shaheem, that's shyheim_28. My YouTube is DJ Shaheem. I don't know the channel, but you just type in DJ Shaheem. My music should come up. My mixes should come up. SoundCloud is Larry-Boyd. That's B as in Boyd, O-Y-D, 13. Larry-Boyd, 13. That's on SoundCloud. My Facebook is The Real DJ Shaheem. So hit me up, like me. I don't do Snapchat.
Yeah, I don't do Snapchat either.
or TikTok.
I do TikTok, but I'm not TikTok savvy yet.
That's the reason why I don't do it. I opened up the account, I ain't did nothing with it. It's just sitting there. Okay. So I want to thank you, DJ Shaheem, for being a guest on tonight's edition of the News and Review. And is there anything else that you'd like to say to our listeners before we go?
I love you all. Check my music out. I would like to thank Elle for giving me this opportunity to shine. And I'll be looking for you all to listen.
Well, we have come to the end of our show, and I want to thank all my listeners for tuning in to the News and Review. Make sure to check out the Music Showcase, which aired October 5th, and I was the host for that show. Also, remember to check out this month's Getting Real with Rod show, which will air on Monday, October 16th. And a special guest for the evening will be singer-songwriter Kelly Rose. Getting Real with Rod broadcasts live the third Monday of each month. Again, I hope everyone enjoyed the show. Thank you for listening. Good night.